KSA Radio News.
Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
A federal appeals court says a California law banning sales of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 years of age is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the 10-month-old law infringes on Second Amendment rights. The judge cited the young adults who fought and died in the American Revolution to help establish America and eventually the Constitution that protects the right to bear arms. Republicans are pushing back against Democrats who have remained silent on abortion rights protesters setting up shop outside Supreme Court justices' homes. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
All Americans should agree that judges and juries ought not to be subjected to threats or intimidation campaigns. They want to use intimidation to influence the outcome in a pending case.
Someone leaked the 98-page draft to Politico earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Administrators for the Oxford, Michigan School District have turned down State Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate last November's school shooting. However, some parents and students want her to step in. Tim Berg has the details.
Parents and students in the Oxford Community Schools are livid with the school board for refusing Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate the November 30th shooting at the high school. Buck Meyer is the father of Tate Meyer, who was among the four killed that day, and says what went wrong needs to be figured out. He believes the board's refusal to work with Nessel is an admission of guilt.
15-year-old Ethan Crumbly is charged in the shooting. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, are facing involuntary manslaughter charges. Israel has advanced plans for the construction of more than 4,000 settler homes in the occupied West Bank. Thursday's decision came a day after the military demolished homes and other structures in an area where hundreds of Palestinians face the threat of expulsion. It's the biggest advancement of settlement projects since President Joe Biden took office. His administration is opposed to the settlement expansion. Actress Ashley Judd is encouraging people to seek help for their mental health after the loss of her mother, country star Naomi Judd. She died earlier this month at the age of 76. The movie star spoke to Good Morning America about the importance of resources like the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.